யச்சந்தசாம் ரிஷபோ விஸ்வரூபஹ. இஸ் ஆ ஒலி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் லைன். யச்சந்தசாம் இதி மேதா காமஸ்ய ஸ்ரீ காமஸ்ய ச தத் பிராப்தி சாதனம் ஜபஹோமோ உச்சியதே. சமேந்திரோ மேதையா ஸ்புனோது தத்தோ மே ஸ்ரீயமாவஹ இதி ச லிங்க தர்ஷனாத். ஓகே, மூவிங் ஆன் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன். யச்சந்தசாம் வேதானாம், சோ சந்தசாம் திஸ் ஆல்சோ வி சா அண்டில் ஹியர் வி சா யெஸ்டர்டே. வேதானாம் ரிஷபஹா இவ ரிஷபஹ பிராதான்யாத் விஸ்வரூபஹா சர்வரூபஹா சர்வ வாக் வியாப்தே தத் யதா சங்குனா இத்யாதி ஸ்ருத்யந்தராத். ஓகே, அத ஏவ ரிஷபத்வம் ஓங்காரஸ்ய. சோ த ரீசன் இஸ் கிவன் வை ஓங்கார ஹாஸ் தி எக்ஸால்டட்னஸ். ஓகே, நவ மூவிங் ஆன் டு நெக்ஸ்ட் லைன். ஓங்காரோ ஹி ஓங்காரோ ஹ்யத்ரோபாஸ்ய இதி ரிஷபாதி சப்தைஹி ஸ்துதிஹி ந்யாயா ஏவ ஓங்காரஸ்ய. ஓங்காரஹ ஹி ஓங்காரோ ஹி ஓங்காரஹ ஹி ஆர் யூ ஆல் வித் மீ எக்ஸாக்ட்லி யூ சி வேர் ஐ ஆம். ஓகே, ஓங்காரஹ ஹி Do you please tell the page number for Avon France?
124.
Okay. Omkaraha hi atra upasyaha. Upasyaha means Omkara here has to be invoked. Upasyaha means meditated upon. Invoked. Omkara has to be upasyaha, invocable, meditatable. Omkara has to be invoked here. Why? Thus, rishabadi shabdaihi stutihi. Stutihi means praise. Praise or glorification of Omkara is done with expressions such as rishabaha. ஓகே, ஸ்துதிஹி ஓங்காரஸ்ய ஸ்துதிஹி ந்யாயா. ந்யாயா மீன்ஸ் அப்ராப்ரியேட். ஸ்துதிஹி ந்யாயா ஸ்துதிர் ந்யாயா. கேன் யூ ஹியர் மீ? ஓகே, ஓங்காரஸ்ய ஸ்துதிஹி ந்யாயா ஏவ. சோ பிரைஸ் ஆர் க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரஹ இஸ் அப்ராப்ரியேட் ஹியர். கஸ்ய ஸ்துதிஹி ந்யாயா? ஓங்காரஸ்ய ஸ்துதிஹி ந்யாயா. ந்யாயா ந்யாயஹ ந்யாயம். ந்யாயம் நியாயமானதுதான், முறையானதுதான். இட் இஸ் அப்ராப்ரியேட். வாட் இஸ் அப்ராப்ரியேட்? க்ளோரிஃபிகேஷன் ஆஃப் ஓங்காரஹ இஸ் அப்ராப்ரியேட் வித் எக்ஸ்பிரஷன்ஸ் சச் அஸ் ரிஷபஹ. ரிஷபம் முதலிய சொற்களால் ஓங்காரத்தினுடைய புகழ்தல் சரியானதுதான். Why it is appropriate? This the glorification of Omkara is appropriate with words such as Rishabha etc. Because Omkara upasyaha. Because Omkara is going, Omkara has to be invoked. Omkara has to be worshipped. Omkara has to be meditated upon. Okay, next. Okay, how many glories you saw? Chandasam Rishabaha, Vishwarupaha, Chandobhyaha, Amrita Chandobhyaha, Adisambhava, Indraha. These are the words. Okay, now I'm moving on to the next line. Chandobhyaha, we are seeing the meaning of the word Chandobhyaha, correct? Chandobhyaha is the word from a mantra. And as I said, it is the fifth case form of chandas, plural word. Chandobhyaha means Vedebhyaha. So chandas is equal to Vedaha. Therefore, Chandobhyaha means Vedebhyaha. From the Vedas, from the mantras of the Veda. ஓகே, ஃபினிஷ்ட். நெக்ஸ்ட் அமிர்தம், சந்தோபியோத்யமிருதாத். நவ் ஹி கமெண்ட்ஸ் அப்பான் த வேர்ட் அமிர்தாத். அமிர்தாத் ஹி ஜஸ்ட் மென்ஷன்ஸ் அமிர்தம். வாட் இஸ் அமிர்தம்? அமிர்தம் இம்மார்டல் இட்டர்னல் ஹியர் இஸ் வேத. சோ வேதஹ வேதாஹ ஹி அமிர்தம். வாட் இஸ் மென்ட் பை த வேர்ட் அமிர்தம் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் ஆல் தி ஃபோர் வேதாஸ். வேதாஹ ஹி அமிர்தம், which means the word amritam is an adjective of the Vedas. So what is immortal, eternal, timeless is the scripture called Vedas. Okay, next. Tasmat amritat adisam babhuva. Tasmat amritat adisam babhuva. So Shankaracharya mentions this Omkara has emerged, manifested from that eternal Veda. Next, Loka Deva Veda Vyakritibhyah Sarishtam Jigrukshoho Prajapatehe Tapasyatah Omkaraha Sarishtatvena Pratyabhat Ityartah. Now Shankaracharya is explaining, beautiful explanation is given. Please listen to me carefully. See, Omkaraha Chandobhyaha Amritat Chandobhyaha Adisam Babhova. He explained separately what is Chandas, what is everything explained. Now he is explaining together. Omkaraha has manifested from the timeless scripture Veda. Chandobhyaha, from the all the mantras of the Veda. Amritat Chandobhyaha Adisambhava Omkaraha. He's explaining next line. See, Omkaraha, please make a note. Omkaraha Pratyabhat. If you take the last word, Pratyabhat Ityartaha. Last word, do you see the last word? That is the verb. Pratyabhat. Pratyabhat Ityartaha. Prati Abhat. Iti artaha. You break it. Prati is a prefix. Abhat is a past tense of bhati. Bhati shines. Abhat shines. Shines past tense. Now, pratyabhat means emerged. Originate. Pratyabhat means originated, emerged, manifested. Okay. What manifested? Omkaraha. Omkaraha pratyabhat. So prati is the prefix. Bha is the root. Bhati is the present tense verb. Past tense is abhat. So prati plus abhat, pratyabhat. Pratyabhat means manifested, originated. Adisam babhuva. For that he, Shankaracharya gives a different verb, pratyabhat. So, Omkaraha Pratyabhat. Omkaraha manifested. How? Sarishtatvena. Sarishtam means the essence, the most essential thing. See, Saraha means essence. Sarishtam means the most essential stuff. So as the greatest essence, sarishtam means greatest essence. Sarishtatvena, as the great essence, it means you can say saraha itself is essence. Sarishtam, innermost essence. Sarishtatvam, as the innermost essence. Sarishtatvena. Having the status of being the innermost essence, Omkaraha emerged. Omkaraha emerged having the status of being the innermost essence. You can simply say Omkaraha emerged as the innermost essence. Okay. Or Omkaraha got revealed. Omkaraha revealed. Omkaraha was revealed as the innermost essence. For whom was it revealed? Kasya pratyabhat. Yarku adu vilangiyadu. Kasya for whom? Prajapatehe. Prajapatihi is another name of Brahma. So Omkaraha got revealed. Omkaraha revealed as the innermost essence for Lord Brahma, who is known as Prajapatihi. Prajapatehe, Prajapatik. The sixth case is used in the sense of fourth case. Therefore, for Prajapati, Omkaraha got revealed as the innermost essence. And which Prajapati? Tapasyataha. Tapasyataha is adjective of Prajapati. Tapasyataha, for the one who was in penance. So Omkaraha got revealed to the Prajapatihi who was in tapas. Tapasyataha. Tapasyan Prajapatihi. Okay. Prajapati who is doing penance. Tapasyati means doing penance. Does penance. So tapasyan Prajapatihi. Prajapati who is in tapas, who is in meditation. So tapasyataha prajapatehe, for the prajapati who was in tapas, for him, Omkaraha got revealed as the innermost essence. Tapasyataha prajapatehe Omkaraha pratyabhat. Omkaraha got revealed. And who is this prajapati? Why he was in meditation? Jigrukshuhu. Jigrukshuhu is under adjective for Prajapati. Jigrukshuhu. Jigrukshu means one who wants to extract. One who wants to extract is called Jigrukshuhu. Like Mumukshuhu. Already we are exposed to these words. Mumukshuhu, Jignyasuhu. Like that Jigrukshuhu. Actually, Grahitum Icha Jigriksha. Grahitum Icha Jigriksha. Desire to grasp is called Grahitum Icha. Grinnati means grasps. Grahitum Icha. Desire to grasp is called Jigriksha. And Jigrukshuhu, Jigruksha, desire to grasp. Grahitum Icha Jigruksha. And one who has Jigruksha is called Jigrukshuhu. And for the one who wants to extract, grasp, Jigrukshoho. Jigrukshuhu ukaranta pullinga shabdaha like mukshuhu. Jigrukshoho. For Prajapatihi Brahma, who was in meditation, who wanted to extract, who wanted to grasp the essence, who wanted to grasp. He wanted to grasp what? Jigrukshoho means for the one who wanted to extract grasp. What did he want to grasp? Sarishtam. Sarishtam, the innermost essence. So, Sarishtam Jigrukshoho Prajapatehe Tapasyataha Omkaraha sarishtatvena pratyabhat means Omkaraha got revealed as the innermost essence for Prajapati, who was in meditation, who wanted to extract the essence. Okay, he wanted to extract, he wanted to grasp the essence from where? From Loka, Deva, Veda, Vyakritibhyah. He wanted to get grasp the essence from the all the worlds, all the Devas, yes, all the Vedas, all the Vyakritis. Lokas, Devas, Vedas, Vyakritis. What are the Vyakritis? Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha. That is why yesterday itself I mentioned very clearly. So first he churned from all the Vedas, of all the Devas. No, he got what? Gayatri Mantra. From the Gayatri Mantra, he got the Vyakritis. And from the Vyakritis, finally he got the Omkaraha. What Shankaracharya says, Loka, Deva, Veda, Vyakritibhyaha. Sarishtam, Jigrukshu, Prajapati. Prajapati was desirous of extracting the essence of Lokas, then Devas, then Vedas, then Vyakritis. Okay, he wanted to extract from all of them. Loka, Deva, Veda, Vyakritibhyaha. So he wanted to extract the essence from worlds, Devas, Vedas, and Vyakritis. And for such a Jigrukshu, for such a Prajapati, who wanted to extract the essence from all of them, who was also in meditation, was in penance, for him, Omkaraha got revealed as the innermost essence. Omkaraha got revealed having the status of being the innermost essence. Therefore, what? Omkaraha chandobhyaha amrita chandobhyaha adisam babhova. That one, Om Shankaracharya, this is how he comments. Have you understood? Nahi nityasyomkarasya anjasaivotpattireva kalpyate. Nahi nityasya omkarasya anjasa eva utpattihi eva kalpyate. So, omkarasya utpattihi, utpatti means production. Literally, it means production, creation. Therefore, we do not think omkaraha has been made suddenly. Omkaraha has not been produced. Production of omkaraha, creation of omkaraha, omkaraha is not possible immediately at once. A literal translation. Okay. Omkarasya utpattihi anjasa eva na. Here, avakalpyate nityasya omkarasya anjasa eva utpattihi. Eva kalpyate. So, anjasa means at once, immediately. It means omkara, don't think omkara has been suddenly made. It is not possible to extract the omkara immediately. So, extraction of omkara is not possible suddenly. It involves great penance, great effort. Because having the omkara, extracting omkara means having the vision of omkara, jnanam. பிகாஸ் ஓங்காரா இஸ் இட்டர்னல் ஒன், நித்திய ஓங்காரஸ்ய அஞ்சசாயவ உற்பத்தி நகி கல்பெட்டே அவகல்பெட்டே. Which means Omkara is not suddenly got extracted from the mantras. Is it clear? Okay. Now, we'll move on to the next line. Saha evam bhutaha Omkaraha. Actually, I can make sure you how to read Swamiji's book itself. Easy.
Kalpate, kalpyate, difference, what is it, Swami?
That's a clip dhatu, kalpyate. Kalpayati, kalpyate.
Thank you, Swami.
Nahi nityasya omkarasya anjasayeva utpattihi avakalpyate. So utpattihi literally means production, creation. So here the real origin of nityaha omkaraha, eternal omkaraha, nityasya omkarasya, the eternal omkara, is not avakalpyate, is not presented, is not produced. The origin of omkaraha is not immediately, suddenly presented here. It has been revealed to Brahma as a result of tapas. That implies the glory of omkara, anjasa. That word anjasa, suddenly, instantly, that's the meaning. Avakalpite also means not prepared, not suddenly prepared. The origin of Omkara, creation of Omkara is not suddenly prepared one. It is not suddenly presented. It has been got as a, obtained as a result of tapas. Okay, now next. Saha evam bhuta Omkaraha Indraha sarvakameshaha parameshwaraha. So here, saha evam bhutaha, Shankaracharya's words. Omkara, who is of this type, who is of this nature, Omkara, who has been extracted, who got revealed to Brahma in this manner. Saha evam bhutaha Omkara, also what? Indraha. Indraha, the Lord, is also that sarva kameshaha. Bhagavan is always said to be sarva kameshaha, the one who fulfills all the wishes. It's called sarva kamesha. Sarvesham kamanam ishaha sarva kameshaha. One who fulfills all the desires, the Lord of all desires. Parameshwaraha, the great Lord, the great Ishwaraha means ruler. Parameshwaraha, the exalted ruler, the Lord, the ultimate ruler, absolute ruler. See, for the word Indraha, Shankaracharya writes, Parameshwaraha, Sarvakameshaha. The Lord of all desires, the absolute ruler, the great Lord, Ma. What is Shankaracharya's meaning? Mam. Ma is the word in the mantra. Mam is Shankaracharya's meaning. Mam. Medhaya. Medhaya, third case of Medha. So, with Medha. With grahana dharana shakti, with the capacity to understand, retain, etc. So Shankaracharya writes, prajnaya. Medha is equal to prajna. So prajna actually means wisdom. So Shankaracharya goes one step ahead and he also says, may that Omkaraha bless me with Medha shakti. Thereby, may he bless me with the wisdom. Another meaning also is implied. Okay. So, prajnaya, with the capacity to grasp, retain and assimilate. Then sprunotu is a original word. Shankaracharya writes prinayatu. Prinayatu, another meaning is balayatu. So sprunoti, prinati, balayati, all the meaning words have the same meaning. Sprunotu is equal to balayatu. Prinayatu, va, or. So, medit omkaraha, bless me with medha shakti, strengthen me with medha. This actual meaning. May he strengthen. So, Shankaracharya writes the meaning, prajna balam prarthyate. Prarthyate is prayed. So, what is prayed here? What is prayed for? Prajna balam, the strength of medha. The strength of medha, the strength of knowledge is prayed for. So the purpose of praying for medha shakti is actually ultimately for jnanam, wisdom. That's why medha is omkaraha, bless me with a strength of medha shakti. Strengthen my capacity to understand and retain, assimilate, thereby strengthen me with knowledge, wisdom also. Therefore, the strength of knowledge is prayed for. Prajna balam prarthyate. Prajna balam means strength of prajna yaha balam. The strength of knowledge is called prajna balam prarthyate. Because nothing else will make us strong. Next. Is it clear? You have already seen the Mula Mantra meaning. You already seen the Bhashyam.
Swamiji, sorry. When they say Parameshwaraha Ma, what does that Ma stand for?
That's why Maam, I said Ma is a Mula. See, you have to learn to study the Bhashyam first of all. Ma is the word in the original mantra. Shankaracharya writes the meaning for every word. For Ma, he writes the meaning Maam. Ma and Maam both means me.
Thank you.
You must be with me every word. Otherwise, you will miss it. Yeah. Ma, Maam, Medhaya, Prajnaya, Spunotu. For that, Prinayatu, Balayatu. Two meanings he gives. You also learn extra words here. So, in fact, Shankaracharya writes his own commentary. What is commentary? Actually, the student is praying for the strength of knowledge. The strength of knowledge is prayed for by the student. Prajna balam prarthyate. Prarthyate is prayed for. Next. Amritasya. Now he is commenting upon Amrita. That's why you must be thorough with the original text. Pujya Swamiji always says important thing is one must do the original text study properly. We have done the original text in 2011, I think. I don't know whether Rajneji remember. 11 at when I was living in maybe Devi Masa's Spire Court, maybe. That is the time. So many years ago, we studied the original text. We did very good job of clearly studying the original text. Now we were supposed to remember all the words. Okay. Amritasya. Now he comments upon the next word, Amritasya. It's a way of learning how Shankara Bhagavatpada is presenting his commentary also. He takes every word he comments and wherever necessary, he also writes extra lines. For the word Amritasya, he writes, Amritasya, I said the meaning, of the eternal Veda. Because Amrita means Jnanam, I said. Amritasya Dharanaha. Amritam, immortality. Immortality implies knowledge. So Amritasya Dharanaha explained. Now, Amritasya, he writes, Amritatva Hetu Bhutasya. Beautiful. For the word Amritasya, he writes, Amritasya, Amritatvasya, Hetu Bhutasya, Brahma Jnanasya. How many words he writes? Amritatva, Hetu Bhutasya, Brahma Jnanasya. What does it mean? See, Amrutatvam, listen to me carefully. Amrutam is equal to Amrutatvam. Amrutam means immortality. And what is that which can get you Amrutatvam, immortality? Immortality implies mokshaha. So Amrutatvam means mokshaha. Moksha se hetu. What is the cause of moksha? What is the means of attaining moksha? Hetuhu means means of attainment of Amrutatvam is Brahmajnanam. Therefore, the word Amrutasya means Amrutatvam mokshaha and mokshaha immortality, which is mokshaha. For moksha, hetu, the cause, the means is Brahmajnanam. Therefore, Amrutatvasya means Brahmajnanasya. Amrutasya is equal to Brahmajnanasya. Knowledge of the reality. So, why tad adhikarat? It is, that is what is appropriate here. Tad adhikarat means, in the context, that is what is to be understood. He deva, O deva, he doesn't translate that. He doesn't explain the deva. He leaves dharanaha. For dharanaha, he writes dharaita. Dharanaha, akaranta shabda. Dharaita, rikaranta shabda, same meaning. Holder. Holder, literal meaning is holder. We can take it now as receiver. Bhuyasam bhaveyam. So, bhaveyam, bhuyasam, may I become the recipient, receiver, holder, possessor, the one who is endowed with Brahmajnanam, the knowledge of the reality, the means of the attainment of Amrutatvam, immortality, mokshaha. What a beautiful meaning. Got it? Amrutasya, Amrutatva Hetu Bhutasya. So Amrutam is equal to Amrutatva Hetu Bhutam Brahmajnanam. Amrutam is equal to Brahmajnanam. Kidrisham Brahmajnanam, Amrutam Endral, Brahmajnanam Endru Purul. Eppadipatta Brahmajnanam? Amrutatvasya Hetu Bhutam Brahmajnanam. The knowledge of reality, the only means of attainment of Amrutatvam, the immortality, mokshaha. Therefore, the prayer is, may I become the holder, the recipient, receiver of the Brahmajnanam, the means of attainment of immortality, mokshaha. Okay. Next. So, Deva, O effulgent Lord, that's understood. No, kincha, kim cha, when come together, kim separately means what, cha separately means and, together kincha, it should not be broken, but the print mistake, okay, it must be kim cha means kincha, kincha further, may, say, sharidam, may, vicharshanam, no, Shankaracharya writes the commentary of that line. Shariram, all of you note, make a note. Shariram me. He does not write the meaning of the word Shariram. Why? He expects us to know. Shariram, body. Then me, he writes the meaning of the word me. Me means what? Mama. Mama means what? My. Vicharshanam. Vicharshanam is the original word in the mantra. Shankaracharya said another meaning, vichakshanam. Vichakshanam. If you read Sanskritam with me now, then you can afterwards read Swamiji's transliteration and get the whole thing thoroughly. Vichakshanam. So may my body be vichakshanam. Vicharshanam means strong, healthy, fit. Okay, How do you know that? Yogyam. One more line he writes, Yogyam. Vicharshanam, for which he writes, Vichakshanam Yogyam. Iti etat. So what is the meaning? May my body be healthy, strong, fit enough. For what? The purpose understood. Okay, for Brahmajnanam. Okay, he says, Bhuyat iti purusha viparinamaha. He says, Shariram me vicharshanam. Jihva me. Earlier he said, Bhuyasam, he said there, may I become the recipient, receiver, possessor of the self-knowledge, the means of attainment of moksha. There, first person, therefore, Bhuyasam. But here, may my body be healthy. Body is a third person. Therefore, the verb should be Bhuyat. He adds Purusha Viparinamaha, means the change of person. Wow, what a commentary. Every word is commented upon. Purusha Viparinamaha means person change. Why? Body is a third person, not first person. Therefore, not Bhuyasam, Bhuyat. Bhuyat is not in the mantra, but still he wants us to add the word Bhuyat to get the complete sentence. Me shariram vicharshanam Bhuyat. He expects us to understand that way. Me shariram vicharshanam Bhuyat. Means, may my body be vichakshanam, vicharshanam, yogyam, Bhuyat. May my body be fit, healthy, strong, to attain self-knowledge.
Swamini?
Yeah?
How do I know which is from the mantra and which is commentary?
Because you must know the mantra already. Only one mantra, we read the mantra earlier, and yes. There Vicharshanam is already there. The previous class we saw the mantra.
Yes.
Vicharshanam. So Vichakshanam and Yogyam are the mantra words of Adi Shankaracharya. Sharidam me Vicharshanam. Which word is already there, we must know. Mantra's original word in the text and Shankaracharya's commentary.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, now thank God we are doing so that before we go to second chapter, you will be prepared to learn the Bhashyam. It's good. So, next he writes the word Bhuyat. Bhuyat is not mentioned in the mantra at all. But he adds the word Bhuyat. He says, why previously Bhuyasam was there. It was a first person verb. The Bhuyat is now added. May shariram vicharshanam Bhuyat means, may my body be fit. May my body become healthy, strong and fit. May my body become, so therefore Bhuyat. He says Purusha Viparinamaha, because the person changes. Body is a third person. Therefore the verb is Bhuyat. He says that. Okay. Next. Jihva me madhumattama. Jihva me madhumattama. Okay. Jihva, he doesn't translate. Doesn't write anything extra meaning for the jihva. Jihva means tongue. Me, he does not again write, because me means mama. Jihva, me, my tongue. My tongue. Madhumattama is all the original word, the mantra. Shankaracharya writes Madhumati. Madhumati. Like Srimati, Bhaktimati, Dhanavati, Gunavati, Srimati, like Madhumati. Same meaning. May my mind be of the sweetness. Sorry, may my tongue be of the sweetness. Means, may my tongue be the sweetest. May my tongue be of the sweetest words. That's the actual meaning. So Shankaracharya writes, atishayena madhura bhashini ityartha iti artha. The meaning is thus, atishayena madhura bhashini bhuyat. May my tongue be the sweetest. Means, atishayena madhura bhashini. Atishayena, extremely of sweet words. Madhura bhashini means she who speaks sweet words. So may the person of sweet words is called madhura bhashini. Madhura bhashi, madhura bhashini. But here the tongue is supposed to be the madhura bhashini. So may my tongue be of the sweetest words. May my tongue be of the sweetest words. Extremely sweet words. Atishayena madhura bhashini syat. So may my tongue be of the extremely sweet words means may the person who is endowed with the tongue be of the sweet words. Next, karnabhyam. Karnabhyam is the word found in the original text. What's the meaning? Shrotrabhyam. Shrotrabhyam means with the two ears. Bhuri, bahu. Bahu means what? Much. Lots. Abundance. Niraya. Bhuri actually means niraya. Okay. Vishruvam. Vishruvam means vyashravam. Actually, vyashravam is the correct one. Vishruvam is actually vyashravam. So, may I listen abundantly, literal meaning. What it means is, may I become the listener. Shrota bhuyasam. So may I listen abundantly means may I listen a lot, may I listen abundantly means may I become the listener. Is it clear? So bhuri, bahu, vishwam, vyashravam, shrota, bhuyasam. Shankaracharya adds, shrota, bhuyasam is not in the mantra. Shrota, listener, bhuyasam, may I become. So may I listen abundantly, may I listen a lot means may I become a good listener. May I be blessed with the fortune of listening to the unfoldment of the Shastram. Okay. Sometimes what I'm telling you not in the book because this is what I'm telling from what I heard from Swamiji many, many years ago. What I heard comes to my mind more than what I see in the book. That's the problem. Because that has gone into sunk into mind. Okay, next. I really did not see the book explain today. Also. Only now I took the book. Because Bhasham also sometimes in my mind. Okay, next. Page number 134 for people who are following. Atma Jnana Yogyaha. Now finally Shankaracharya concludes. Atma Jnana Yogyaha Karya Karana Sanghatostu Iti Vakyartaha. So Vakyartaha means the meaning of the sentence here is Vakyartaha, the meaning actually what is meant by this sentence is what is implied by the sentence. What is the intention of this prayer here? It is said, Atma Jnana Yogyaha Astu. Atma Jnana Yogyaha means, may it be fit for the attainment of knowledge of the self. May I become fit for self-knowledge. For attainment of self-knowledge, body, mind, sense, complex must be fit. So Atmajnana Yogyaha, Yogyaha fit. Atmajnana Yogya, Atmajnana Yogyaya. Atmanaha Jnanasya Yogyaya. Atmajnana Yogyaya. Okay, Atmajnanaya Yogyaha. Atmajnanasya Yogyaha Bhavatu. Atmajnanasya Yogyaha Bhavatu means may it become fit for the attainment of self-knowledge. What should become fit here? Karya Karana Sanghataha. Astu, let it be. Karya Karana Sanghataha Astu Karya Karana Sanghatostu. Here, Karya Karana Sanghataha means Sanghataha complex. Which complex? Karyam means body. Karanam stands for all the sukshma. So, the entire the Karya Karana Sanghata has one word for body, mind, sense, complex. So, the entire anatma aspects of the body, all the anatma components of the human being, all the anatma components which constitute the individual, may all of them be in good fit condition so that attainment of self-knowledge will be easy. So, Karya Karana Sanghataha Atmajnana Yogyaha Astu. May the body mind complex be fit for the attainment of self-knowledge. Iti Vakyartaha. This is the meaning of the sentence. This is the actual intention of the prayer. Medhacha Tadarthamevahi Prarthyate. Are you all following? Are you all having the books with you? Medhacha Tadarthameva Prarthyate. Medha also and cha and Medha also is prayed for that purpose only. For that one. Tadarthameva. Tadartham means for that. For what? For that means what? For jnanam. Don't say but body fit condition. See, the fitness of the body mentions complex is prayed for attainment of self-knowledge. And the prayer for Medha also is for the attainment of self-knowledge. Tadarthameva, Atmajnanarthameva. Tadarthameva means Atmajnanarthameva. For the attainment of self-knowledge only, Medha also is prayed for. So physical, the fitness of body mentions complex and Medha, everything is prayed for the attainment of knowledge. Next. Brahmanaha koshaha asi. That he comments. Brahmanaha. So Brahmanaha here, he comments as what? Paramatmanaha. So Ishwarasya, Saguna Brahmanaha, Ishwarasya, Paramatmanaha, of the Lord. Brahmanaha means of the Lord. Koshaha asi. He says, Koshosi Koshaha asi. He writes the commentary for the word Koshaha as, please listen, you must have a notebook, you must have a pencil or paper, you must be able to write it also, instead of spoiling the book. Or you can make a small note there. Koshaha asi. What is Koshaha? Shankaracharya writes, Upalabdhi Adishtanam. Upalabdhi Sthanam or Upalabdhi Adishtanam. Asiriva Upalabdhi Adishtanatvat. He says, Upalabdhi Sthanam, Upalabdhi Adishtanam. he mentions the example of a knife, asihi. Asihi eva. Asihi means knife. And if you want a knife, and where should you go and search for the knife? In its cover. When you want a knife, you go and pick up the knife from the cover. From the cover where it is kept. Okay? Kept, hidden, closed. Similarly, if you want to know Paramatma, for Paramatma, Omkara is the place of availability. Upalabdhihi means availability. Upalabdhihi. Availability is called Upalabdhihi. Upalabdhisthanam means place of availability. And the place of availability is called Upalabdhisthanam. For a knife, just as Asihi Iva, Kattiyai Pondru. Just as the knife is available in its sheath, in its cover. Similarly, when you want to discover Paramatma, you must go to the Paramatma's available place. The place of availability of Paramatma, Paramatmanaha, positive case. The place of availability of Paramatma for recognition is Omkaraha. How it is a place of availability for Paramatma? He says, Adishtanatvat. Adishtanam. Even though it is like the available place, like the place of availability for Paramatma, like the any cover is available place for a knife, still Omkaraha is the Adhishtanam where Paramatma is available for recognition. It's abode. If you analyze the Omkara's meaning, you will discover Paramatma. That is the meaning. Is it clear? Okay. Upalabdhi Adhishtanatvat. Tvam hi brahmanaha pratikam. He explains further. O Omkara, tvam, you are brahmanaha pratikam. You are the sound symbol pratikam for Paramatma. Ishwaraha. You are the sound symbol pratikam of Paramatma. Hiranyagarbha. Twayi brahma upalabhyate. Twayi brahma upalabhyate. Upalabhyate is available. Brahman is available in you for recognition. Paramatma unnil available. Paramatma Brahma is available in you. What does it mean? Available in you for recognition. For understanding. That is why you must know the literal, original meaning of the first Mula Grantha Patanam. When you do the original text, you must know all the meanings correctly. Then we unfold also. Then we should also read Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary. So listening is first Shravanam. Then now when you do the Bhashyam, it becomes a Mananam also. Now last one. Medhaya. See there's no full stop. Tvam hi brahmanaha pratikam. Full stop. But there's no full stop. Put a comma at least. Twayi brahma upalabhyate. Ni irevanudaya adayalamah irikkinrai. Irevan adayapadakkudiya idamahum irikkinrai. Medhaya. Next word is Medhaya. And here the word Medha is different meaning. First Medha is Prajnaya. He, Shankaracharya wrote the meaning of the word first Medha as Prajna. Medhaya, Prajnaya he wrote earlier. Now he writes Prajnaya, Laukika, sorry, Medhaya, Laukika Prajnaya. Laukika Prajna means worldly knowledge. The knowledge associated with the worldly things. So Pihitaha means, Shankaracharya says, Pihitaha is equal to Achaditaha. Achaditaha covered. Achaditaha covered. So you are covered by worldly knowledge means worldly knowledge prevents one from seeing the meaning of Omkara. For people who are not able to see the meaning of Omkara, for people who are not able to see the Paramatma being the meaning of Omkara, for them, Omkara is as though hidden, covered. And what is the reason why people are not able to see Paramatma being the meaning of Omkara? Omkara itself is covered for them because their attention is distracted by the matters related to the world. உலக விஷயங்களினால் கவனம் திருப்பப்பட்ட மனதிற்கு ஓங்காரத்தின் பொருள் விளங்குவதில்லை. ஓகே, பிகிதக மறைபொருளாக உள்ளது. சோ மேதையா லௌகிக்க பிரஜையா பிகிதக ஆச்சாதிதக. சகத்வம் சாமானிய பிரஜைகி அவிதித தத்துவா. Shankaracharya's own sentence. Please listen. It is Shankara Bhagavatpada's own sentence. Saha Twam. Saha Twam means such you. Saha should not take it as that. Such a great you. O Omkara, you, the symbol of the Lord, Pratikam of the Lord, you, such great you. Samanya Prajnehi. Samanya Prajnaha means people of ordinary knowledge. The ordinary people with ordinary understanding. Samanya prajna yesham. Te samanya prajnaha. So samanya janaha means common people. Who are the common people? People of ordinary general understanding. People of common knowledge, common understanding. Common people, simple people. Samanya prajnehi. Ordinary people. The ordinary understanding of the world for such people. Avidita tattvaha. You are avidita tattvaha means you are the unknown truth for people of ordinary understanding. You are the avidita tattvaha. You are the unknown truth for people of ordinary understanding, common people. So aviditam tattvam yaihi te, aviditam tattvam yasya. Saha avidita tattvaha. Aviditam tattvam yasya. Saha avidita tattvaha. So Omkaraha is the truth of whom is not known. Therefore, avidita, you are the unknown truth for people of ordinary understanding. Now, last sentence. Shrutam. Last word he is commenting upon. Page number 138. Are you all following? Shrutam is the word found in the mantra. What is the meaning, Uttame Shankaracharya? Shravana Purvakam Atma Jnanadikam Vijnanam. Shrutam literally means past, passive, participle, heard. That's all. Ketkapattad. Shrutam means heard. But Shankaracharya writes, what is heard? Shravana Purvakam Atma Jnanadikam. The self-knowledge, etc. Atma Jnanadikam means Atma Jnanam, self-knowledge, etc. Shravana Purvakam. The self-knowledge attained, etc. Self-knowledge, etc. attained through listening. Shravana Purvakam Praptam Atmajnanam. Shravana Purvaka Atmajnanam. The self-knowledge, etc. Atmajnanam Mudaliyavai. Ketpadan Moolam Adayapatta Atmajnanam Mudaliyavai. The self-knowledge attained through listening, etc. He says, Vijnanam. Vijnanam. Vijnanam is self-knowledge itself. Vijnanam. First here, Shrutam is equal to Vijnanam, one meaning. Another meaning is what? Shravana Purvakam Atmajnanam Atmajnana Adhikam. Adhikam means what? Whatever I have heard for the purpose of attaining self-knowledge, and in self-knowledge itself, it has been attained through listening. Whatever has been heard for the purpose of attainment of self-knowledge and the self-knowledge itself. Okay, all of them. May Gopaya means Raksha. Gopaya means for my protection. Raksha, may you protect. Why? He says, Tat Praptyavismaranadina. Beautiful. Why you should protect that for me? May whatever has been heard by me protect by you for me, so that the protected knowledge will be there for my protection. So tat prapti avismaranadina. So protection means what? What is protection? Vis avismaranam, vismaranam means forgetfulness. Avismaranadina means what? Without forgetting. Okay. Smaranam, remembering. Avismaranadina. Avismaranam, forgetfulness, loss of memory. So because of the loss of memory, without the loss of memory, without the forgetfulness, vismaranam, forgetfulness, avismaranadina, without forgetfulness, without the loss of memory, help me protect whatever has been heard by me. So may be protected by you for my protection ultimately. Japartaha ete mantraha medha kamasya. These mantras are for japaha. Japartaha. for the japa. Artha means for. Japartha mantraha, japartham karma, japartha mantraha. These mantras are for the japaha, for repeated utterance of the one who is desirous of medha. Medha kamaha, medha kamasya. Ete mantraha japartaha. These mantras are meant for the japa, specifically for the person who is desirous of medha shakti. Ete mantraha medha kamasya japartaha. Ete mantraha kasya krite. Krite is understood. For whose sake these mantras are? These mantras are for the sake of the one who is desirous of medha. Medha kamasya krite ete mantraha. Okay. But kimartaha, what purpose they are? They are for the purpose of chanting. They are meant for chanting for the one who is desirous of medha. What purpose, for whose sake, and for what purpose? Both are made very clear here. Eva, is it clear? Okay.
Swamini?
Yeah?
What is this form, Kurvita?
Where is it, Kurvita?
Kurvityarthaha. Smaranadi kurvityarthaha.
No. That is, you're following this. Kuru means what? Kuru means may you do ityarthaha. Madunta arthantaste.
No, but kurvita is
where is kurvita comes?
Arthaha. Kurvityarthaha. Is it not kurvita arthaha?
That is not here.
Oh.
See, what you do, you just keep on listening gradually. Wherever I stop, you understand that is not there. Sometimes they add some words which are not part of Bhashyam.
Okay.
Now we have successfully completed the meanings of the first mantra, Japa mantra. You have seen the word meanings. You have Shankaracharya's commentary also. Now I'll stop here. We'll see the Shri Kamaha tomorrow.